today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons as they continue sharing how to believe God for a home. Learn how to take your authority according to the Word and claim the promises that are rightfully yours.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We are talking about prosperity day after day after day. Hallelujah. And you're going to get the benefit of it if you'll hear it and follow through with it and do it in Jesus' name. So we've got Pastor George, Prosperity Pastor George Pearson's with us. And welcome, George. You've brought us some wonderful word.
Well, Gloria, it's good to be with you. And, you know, this week on the broadcast, we're talking about how to believe God for a house. And all of the information that I've gotten on this was from you. And it came
Maybe that's why I like it so well.
Yeah, it's really good. My research came from, it came from personal interviews with you. It came from your book, God's Will is Prosperity. This happens to be my book from...
That's the old cover.
This is 1978, but they have got a new cover on it, and you can get this too. And then on the offer this week that we have, Living in Prosperity, in the eighth, this is my set, by the way, in the eighth CD, Gloria teaches on divine prosperity, which is her testimony about how you believe God, how you and Kenneth believe God for your house. And so these last couple of days we've been talking about this. We've been taking this step by step, the process of faith that you and Kenneth have taken. And if you have not heard the last couple of days, you need to go back to the website on kcm.org and watch these again. All of the notes are available to you. Go to the homepage on kcm.org and you can click on to Pastor George's outlines and those will be available to you. But we're taking this faith step by faith step and the Lord showed you about this. You and Kenneth made a decision to not borrow money. You stood on the Word. You were single-minded about it. And then we talked yesterday about a revelation that the Lord gave you about divine prosperity. And that's where I want to pick up today on Galatians 3:13. That's our first scripture. And it is, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that they might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
You know, that gives us a lot of information about how this works.
It really does, doesn't it?
It does.
And so, at the time, you and Kenneth were leasing a house, and you were believing God to pay for it at the end of that year, which was July of that year. And the Lord gave you, really, as I studied this out, Gloria, the Lord gave you three revelations about prosperity. And the first one was divine prosperity. And we talked about this at length yesterday, but just to summarize, the Lord showed Gloria that she was to stand in faith for her prosperity in the same way that you stood in faith for healing.
Right, yeah.
And that is divine prosperity. In the same way that you and Kenneth believe God for healing in your body, whenever there are symptoms of lack or symptoms of sickness in your body, you would immediately rise up with the Word and stand against those symptoms.
That's right.
Well, the Lord showed you back in 1970, whatever it was, that in the same way that you stand in faith for your healing, you stand in faith for prosperity.
That's right. Because you're both on, poverty's under the curse.
Under the curse.
Sickness is under the curse.
But healing...
I've been redeemed from the curse.
But healing and prosperity are under the blessing of Abraham.
That's right.
And so it works the same way. And for you, that was a revelation
was
that opened
revelation.
Your eyes. Really?
I hadn't heard anybody say that.
And so... in the same way that Jesus bore our sicknesses and diseases, He bore the curse of poverty for us and lack.
That's right.
So you begin to walk in divine prosperity with a decision to no longer allow Satan to put symptoms of lack on you. And so that was the first revelation. And that's what I began to see, Gloria, as I... And I've heard you preach this and I've heard you talk about it, but sometimes it really helps just to sit down and really concentrate and listen. I mean, you can listen to CDs in the car and so forth, but it takes on a completely different atmosphere when you're actually studying these. And this is what I do when I study things. I'm like a scientist in a laboratory. I dissect things and I begin to pull them apart. And when I read your book and listened to the CD recently, I found out that the Lord gave you three revelations. The first one was divine prosperity in relationship to believing God for a home. Number one was divine prosperity. Number two was the revelation of peace and prosperity. Let's look at Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. This is another revelation that the Lord gave to Gloria about prosperity and the connection to peace and prosperity, and the fact that in the same way that healing belongs to us, prosperity belongs to us, and we should rest in that. We should have peace
because
in that.
Because sickness and poverty are both under the curse.
They're both under the curse.
Deuteronomy 28. And the answer to that, both of them,
yep,
are under the blessing.
They're
so really
under the blessing of Abraham.
There is no difference.
So in this revelation, Gloria, of peace and prosperity, you took us to Isaiah 53. And let's look at verse 4. Surely he's borne our griefs, Isaiah 53, 4. Surely he's borne our griefs, he's carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions or our sicknesses.
Mm-hmm.
He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, Gloria, in the Amplified, what does verse 5 say there?
But he was wounded for our transgressions. We considered him stricken, smitten of God, the verse above said.
Right.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace, well-being, that word is shalom, by the way,
mm-hmm,
well-being
mm-hmm,
for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole.
So he took what is said here, the chastisement of our peace or the affliction,
punishment.
The punishment. He took that upon himself so that you and I could live in that place of peace.
Well, actually, when you think about it, he took everything under the curse.
Everything.
He took the whole thing. Curse on himself so that we could have the blessing. Now, why was there a curse? Because God told Adam and Eve,
that's right,
the day you eat of that tree, you're going to surely die. Listen, when God tells you you're going to surely do something, you're going to surely do something. And they died spiritually that day.
Yep.
Not physically, but spiritually. And if you go back and look at Genesis, you can see it. They lost their contact then with God. Now when God came to the garden to minister to them, they ran and they hid themselves.
Yeah.
Because now the fellowship was broken. Isn't that something? I wish they hadn't have done that.
I know.
It would have saved us so much.
But Jesus
hassle.
And what he did for us. God praise
was
God.
Determined to get it back.
And you discovered.
And he sent Jesus to bear the whole curse.
And you discovered the connection between peace and prosperity. Turn back to Isaiah 48. And this is the scripture that the Lord showed you about walking in peace and prosperity. In Isaiah in chapter 48, verses 17 and 18. Gloria, if you would read your Amplified, because that's the one you quoted in your book.
Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord who teaches you to profit, who leads you in the way that you should go. Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. See, God wanted him to do what he said so the blessing would be
there.
That's
right.
Oh, that you had hearkened to my commandments. Then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river and your righteousness like the abundant waves of the sea.
Then your peace and prosperity would have been like a flowing river.
Which was God's will.
Yeah.
That's why he made Adam a garden with everything in it.
So you saw.
And that's why he told him what to do and what not to do, because he wanted that fellowship to continue so that he could continue to bless him.
He wanted to bless him.
Think about what it'd been like.
Wow.
If Adam had obeyed God.
Wow.
and Eve. I shouldn't leave Eve out.
Now we are reestablishing the Garden
That's
of Eden.
Right. We would have had a world from the beginning without a curse.
Yeah.
But then when Adam sinned, Jesus had to come. He bore the curse, the whole curse
That's
for
right.
us, the Bible says, so that once again,
yep.
when we make Jesus the Lord of our lives, yep. we can be back in the garden.
That's right.
Before, like, just like it was before sin came. Because when we're born again, we're born again. We're not the same people. Sin's gone.
It's
Hallelujah.
Gone.
And if you've it's heard gone. That term, but you've never really paid much attention to it, it is not just a term. It is a fact. Mm-hmm. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you are born out from under sin and the whole curse that came to Adam and Eve in the garden.
That's right.
He bore our sicknesses, Isaiah says, our sicknesses and carried our diseases that came when the curse came. And with his stripes, we were healed.
Yep.
Glory to God.
And the chastisement of our peace,
yes, our peace
was upon him.
You have peace in your mind,
yep.
your soul, spirit, soul, and body. You get the new birth for your spirit. You get peace for your soul. You get health for your body.
That's right.
What a deal.
Praise God. What a deal. There's another one. What a deal.
What a deal.
Well, Gloria, you said in your book, peace and well-being mm-hmm. include a prosperous life.
That's right.
God told Abram, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your abundant compensation, mm-hmm. and your reward shall be exceedingly great."
I don't know if you were ever in this position or if you were, but when you can't pay your bills, you don't have much peace.
There's no peace.
Mm-mm.
Or when you have a house that's either in foreclosure or you owe so much. I mean, I just watched the news last night talking about how many houses now the debt load on those houses is greater than what it's worth.
Yeah.
It's upside down. But the Lord can turn that around.
That's right.
And there are so
That's
many people, the people, so many people are struggling, worry, anxiety, pressure, care, stress over all of this.
That's right.
Jesus brings the peace and prosperity to
That's
us.
Right.
That's what the Lord showed you.
Yeah. And you might say, well, I didn't realize that when I went in debt, when I did this, when I borrowed that, or when I opened that charge situation, I didn't realize that. Well, Jesus knows your heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you did it, if you're in that condition, repent of it. Aren't we glad we repent,
oh, praise
George?
God for
We'd
repentance.
All never make it
praise
if
God
we
for
couldn't
repentance.
Repent. Repent of it and ask the Lord to straighten it out, show you what to do next to get out of it.
Praise God.
He'll help you. He'll help you get out of debt.
Gloria, in this you said peace and prosperity go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Your prosperity has already been provided for you. Prosperity is yours. So we need to rest in that. And I'm taking this back into the context of where you were back then in this second of the three revelations the Lord gave you. You were at a place where you were believing God. You were renovating that house, but you were also believing God to pay for it at the end of that year.
Yeah.
So you had a deadline.
We stepped out.
You stepped out, and that's where you were, and you
Which
needed peace.
I don't
peace.
Tell people to do. It just depends on what God tells you
what
to do.
What God tells you
we
to do.
We had peace about doing that.
But there is peace. Peace, as you said, the word peace there is in Hebrew, shalom. Nothing missing, nothing
That's
broken.
Right. That's right.
So the first revelation that God gave you was divine prosperity, that you can receive your prosperity just like you receive your healing.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was peace and prosperity. The two of those go together, that you can walk in a place of perfect rest. And let's look at the third revelation that God gave to you. It's the revelation of dominion and prosperity. Boy, this would make a great book, Gloria.
I know, George.
Let's look at Genesis chapter 1. And again, this is what the Lord showed you
it
when you were believing.
It is a great book, George.
It's a great book. It's a great
There's
book.
There's another one for you.
The revelation of dominion and prosperity in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26 through 28. God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea." The Amplified Bible says complete authority.
Complete authority.
Complete authority. Over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the cattle, and every creeping thing upon the earth. Verse 27, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female. And verse 28, God blessed them, And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. Now, Gloria, would you read verse 28 in your Amplified translation? This is good.
And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, using all the vast resources in the service of God and man, and have, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion. Take dominion, in other words.
Now, that's exactly what the Lord said to you. And you said, this was interesting because, let me quote Gloria, while we were standing in faith for the money to pay for the house, the Lord reminded me of this scripture, this Genesis 1:28, and revealed to me that every material thing here came from the earth's vast resources. Every piece of lumber, brick, glass, concrete, mortar, there was nothing in the makeup of our house
Praise
that had not
God.
Come from the earth's resources. And you said, I wasn't taking authority over something that belonged to someone else. The house was up for sale at that time. The people had relinquished their authority when they put it on the market. You even said in your CD that the guy that owned it tried to give it away and couldn't give it away. And so you said, I had the right to take authority over it and receive it as mine in the name of Jesus. So you were given a revelation of dominion and prosperity over that house.
That's right.
And that you took authority over the vast resources of the house.
You know, we should go back and listen to our own stuff sometimes. Some of these details, you know, I mean, it's been, I don't know, what, 35 years ago, I guess. Some of the details you kind of let slip. But when you remind me of them, that's exactly how it happened.
And I think it's good, Gloria, that you said here that you weren't taking authority over something that didn't belong to somebody else.
That would be covetousness.
Right.
If you were at, but now when people put their house up for sale, they want you to take it.
Yeah.
But they want you to pay for it.
Exactly.
It's up for grabs, in other words.
But the whole thing about all of this is the Lord was leading you all the way, and you weren't just arbitrarily saying, I claim this house in Jesus' name.
No
this was these were steps of faith. It took 7 years from the time you released your faith for a debt-free house to get to the point where you were at this point, but it was a leadership of the Lord. So you had the Word, but you also had the leading of the Holy Spirit to do this. Now, that's important, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
To do that.
Because you've got to be taught. You know, I didn't know all that. Are you kidding me? We owned Sears and Roebuck, my family, for, you know. That was the day even before credit cards.
The revolving account,
yes,
right?
Yes. In my family, my family didn't even tithe. I mean, they just didn't know anything about spiritual things.
But you and Kenneth knew that house was yours, didn't you?
Well, we had a witness of the Spirit.
That
was the next house for us, yeah.
And so God gave her the revelation of dominion and authority, and you took dominion over that house. You saw that you subdued it, in other words. You laid
if
hold
it
upon
had, it. Had not been for sale and had belonged to somebody else, that wouldn't be legal. Mm-hmm. But it was up for sale. They wanted somebody to
and
take
And you were
it.
In there legally, too.
You were
there on a lease.
Yes,
lease situation. But you were there legally, so everything was exactly the way it should be. And you rose up and took dominion and authority over that household, that house. In the same way that Terry and I, we rose up and took dominion over our house. We would take dominion over it every time we'd walk through it.
And paid it off.
We paid that house off. And the Lord provided the finances to do it. But He also had faith to work with.
Yes.
He had something to work with.
Yes, you got to give Him something to work with called faith.
We have to give Him our substance,
which is
faith.
That's right.
And the combination of heaven and earth working together. That's an unbeatable combination.
That's just the way it works. And that's why the Word, feeding on the Word, is so vital. Many things you'll never get just out there on your own. You got to get the real revelation of it, you have to get in the Word and do what the Scripture says. Meditate in it day and night. Think about it. Receive it. Take it. When you see a scripture that says, oh, no, I could never do that, don't do that.
That's
just
right.
Say, Lord, show me
That's
how
right.
to put that in motion, and I'll do it. Right now, I'm changing. I'm changing my thinking.
You said, Gloria, and we'll finish up with this.
Okay.
You said, I began to see that I already had authority over that house and authority over the money I needed to purchase it. I said, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the money I need. I command you to come to me. I take my place and I take my dominion over that which I need. I command it
yep.
to come in Jesus' yep. name. Ministering spirits, you go and cause it to come to me.
Amen. Amen. That's
and
right.
so that's what you did.
And that's what Ken and I do today.
That's what you do today.
That's how we got this property right here.
That's what we do today. Let's pray over this
okay.
together. I know that many of you are believing God for homes. You're believing God for your cars, for the transportation. And so the Word of God tells us in Matthew 6, be anxious about nothing.
That's right.
But in everything, we walk in faith with God. That both in Matthew 6 and in Philippians 4, everything in prayer, we bring it to Him and that He will supply everything that we need. Father, we
thank
You for these three revelations of divine prosperity,
yes, oh
peace
my.
And prosperity, and dominion and prosperity. And we rise up together and we lay claim on those things that we need. Father, we take them out
we
of the realm of the Spirit. We receive them. Satan, take your hands off of our money
That's
in the
right.
name of Jesus.
Jesus,
and ministering spirits, you go get it now and you bring it to us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we walk by faith and not by sight.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. We receive it.
Praise God.
We'll be right back.
Praise God.
What does it mean to be furnished in abundance?
I see that as being like you can barely even hold anymore. It is just totally overflowing, packed full till it is exploding out of the side. So that's the way that I see it. But we're not trying to hold everything like that. And you know, when you get to that point, that's amazing and a blessing from God. But when you're overflowing, you need to be giving it out. And He just keeps pouring it right back to you.
God's will for you is prosperity, yet many people find out far too late that prosperity is more than just about finances. True prosperity is accessing God's power and resources so you can live with all your needs met, spirit, soul, and body. Living in Prosperity. In this powerful 10 CD series, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland show you how to activate God's principles of prosperity in your life. As you go through the Living in Prosperity Companion Study Guide, you'll become more aware of your rights and privileges in God. The day-to-day stresses of life will quickly fade as you begin walking in a new level of peace. Let Living in Prosperity help you gain God's wisdom from His Word. Put God's Word to work in your daily life and learn how to give God's way to get God's results. As an added bonus, when you order today, you'll also receive the study notes from George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity BVOV broadcast free with purchase. You can experience God's prosperity every minute of every day. Start living in prosperity now. It's God's will for you to prosper, and to help you learn what God has to say about your prosperity, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has put together a special CD series and study guide by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Living in Prosperity is now available at a 42% savings for just $30. You'll also receive a spiral-bound copy of Pastor George Pearson's 50 Days of Prosperity study notes free with your purchase. Don't spend another day in debt and lack. It's time for you to begin living in prosperity today.
You've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, these things don't belong to you because He's the one that took the curse for you mm-hmm. of sin, of poverty, of every bad thing in this earth. And so that we could be born over again and be free. You say, well, I thought that was just something they said at church. No, it's not. When you're born again, you're born again. You're different. Isn't that right,
That's
George?
Right.
I mean, you're different. Why? Because your spirit, man, you look the same. But your spirit man on the inside gets born over again from sin to life, from death to healing and blessing and wonderful things. Eternal life goes in there. So if you have never done that, you just say this with me, Jesus.
Jesus,
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior.
Take my life and do something with it.
Take my life and do something with it.
Teach me how to walk with you.
Teach me how to walk with you.
You are my Lord.
You are my Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise
that's all it
God.
Is, a decision. You're just a decision away from new life. And that's what we call that when you're born over again. You get new life.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God. And let us know if you did that, and we'll send you some free material to study. And besides that, we'll so rejoice to hear it. We've got a book to send you. We have a brochure about what Jesus did for you and how to study your Bible. Now, find you a good word, believe in church, and get involved there. Hallelujah. And all that's free, so just ask us. We'll send it to you. You know, the Word of God is your source of victory in every area of life. As Ken says, for the household of faith,
everything
is going to be all right. Hallelujah. If you'd like to have the house scriptures, we want to send those to you. We'll send you that brochure, and it's free. God wants you to have a house. We want you to have a house.
That's right.
We want you to have everything that the Lord wants. Hallelujah. So request it or just download it if you prefer, and we'll send it to you. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we're going to have
Day nine, part four,
how to believe
for
a house. Hallelujah. George has put together some wonderful things to, it's stirring me up all over again, and for your insight and revelation. And we'll see you again tomorrow. And this is Gloria and George reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. The 8th through 10th of March, 2012 at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, April 13th and 14th with Kenneth Copeland, hosted by Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. The European Victory Campaign. Celebrate 30 years in Europe with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, May 10th through 12th at the Excel Center in London, UK. Living Victory Pacific Rim Faith Encounter, June 15th and 16th at Word of Life Church in Honolulu, Hawaii. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
A home will minister to you. A place that you can come home to at night where the Spirit of the Lord is there, and it's your refuge. It's the place, it's the dwelling place that God gives you.